Comedian Stephen Wright's style of delivering one-liners in a serious, deadpan demeanor is a genre unto itself.
I used to work for the factory where they make hydrants, but you couldn't park anywhere near the place. I bought some powdered water, but I don't know what to add. I lost a buttonhole.
Wright's career has spanned more than 30 years. He brings his stand-up act to Charlotte's McGlowan Theater on Friday. We caught up with him over the phone from his home in Rhode Island. He says his reputation for quick one-liners has grown in the last decade thanks to the internet, but not all of it is deserved.
Like 8 years ago, I went on the internet and I looked myself up and all these material came up that I wrote all of it. Then a few years later, I looked it up and about a third of it I didn't write. Now, if you look it up, it's about more than half of it I didn't write. And that's very bizarre to me because people who read it, they don't know what I wrote or what someone else wrote. And some of those jokes I really wish that I thought of because some of them are really amazing. But other of them are jokes in there are so ridiculous that I'm embarrassed that people think that I wrote it.
Do you happen to remember any of the ones you wish you had thought of?
Yes. What's the speed of dark? I didn't write that one. I didn't write, I would kill for a Nobel Peace Prize. I didn't write that.
Is it hard to come up with jokes that are just so short?
No, it's hard to come up with a joke. It's not that it's short. That's just how I've always done it. So to me, that's normal. You know, I never did it another way, so... It's not even hard coming up with a joke, really. It's just a matter of stumbling on something that you notice. Because the world is like little, like a mosaic painting. It's like little pieces of information is all over the place. From the when you wake up to when you go to sleep, all these fragments of information come past you in your daily life. And sometimes you can take one of those little pieces from one area and then another one from a whole other side that's not even near it, and then connect it with this meaning that has some kind of common denominator meaning, and then it ends up meaning something else. So, and then that's the joke. So sometimes I just notice these things.
While I'm talking to you now, you sound just like you do when you're performing, and the word that always gets tossed out is deadpan. I don't know how you feel about that. Is that something that you consciously try to do? I'm guessing not, because you sound just like you do when you're giving stand-up.
This is how I talk, and when I'm on stage, I take it seriously, and I took it, I was extra serious in the beginning because I was very nervous to be on stage, so I had an even extra blank face because I was concentrating so much. I'm trying to say the joke the right way. I'm trying to remember what is the next joke. And then you have my tone of voice as you're hearing it right now. And then the blank face combined with the abstract jokes just kind of went together good. But I wasn't any, none of it was a calculated style. This is how I speak. This is how I speak when I'm serious. But if I was at a baseball game, I would be, you know, if someone hits a home run, I'd be screaming like anyone else.
You may be surprised to know that Wright, with his laconic way of speaking, actually spent some time doing radio while at Emerson College. He says he faked his way into doing a bluegrass show.
You know, you make the tape, the audition tape for that, and I didn't know anything about bluegrass. I knew nothing about bluegrass music, so I made up all the bands, and I made up the names of the songs that the bands were playing as I made my tape for them. And then I got the show, and I think I got it because they thought I knew so much. They never heard of anything of what I was talking about, so I think they thought I was an expert. So then I had that show.
That's amazing. That's amazing that you sometimes if you just sound like you know what you're talking about, sometimes it does work. Wright was recently nominated for an Emmy for his work as a producer on fellow comedian and friend Louis C.K.'s show, Louie. While he enjoys the occasional dip into TV or movies, Wright says he's not interested in the cameras being turned on him unless he's on stage.
Being on stage is really, I've been on stage since 1979. What is that, 36 years? That play, that's place, meaning the stage, is a very intense, unique thing. That energy from the audience, that's a whole other world. When you walk out on there, that's just different than anything.
You can see Stephen Wright perform Friday nights in Charlotte's McGlowan Theater.